It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm focusing on how to be more silent before God. You know, I'm like most people. I wear multiple hats. I'm a wife, a mother, a daughter. I'm also an author, small business owner. I'm heavily involved in my son's school. And I'd like to believe I'm a good girlfriend to a few good girls. But what I try to do is say, okay, I know if my day is going to be crazy, let me at least start it off in the right way. So I start my day with prayer, and then I try to read the Word, get a little scripture in the morning. And then I say, you know, I'm going to start this day and just try to have a positive attitude. But I know that when I leave my house sometimes in the morning, it's off to the races for me. And I am distracted. And it hit me the other morning doing my reading that while I am, it appears to be, checking off a God box, if you will, if I'm doing that, the most important box that should be checked is just being silent before Him, just being able to listen to God, to dwell in His presence for no reason. That's where I am slipping. And that's an opportunity for improvement. And it led me to Psalm 46, where the descendants of Korah talk about distractions. They are dealing with major calamities. It's a raging sea, landslides, earthquakes. Yet in Psalm 46:10, they can still utter, be silent before God. So today's scripture is Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I receive that rest as I will give you peace. And so that's what I'm working on. And so today, will you join me in making time to be silent before God? Maybe it's on your commute into the office without listening to the radio. Maybe it's a few more moments of meditation before you get in the car. Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.